Timing is of the essence when you are a quarterback in the National Football League. What is a general rule of thumb? You are a quarterback, Chad Pennington. How long does an NFL quarterback have to throw the football?
I think the general rule of thumb would be anything under 4 seconds. If you're holding the football 4 seconds or more, you're in deep trouble. The sweet spot would be around 3, and then your quicker routes could be anywhere between a second and a half to 2 seconds. But if you're holding that football after 4 seconds for sure, you better be on the move and trying to extend a play.
I know it depends on the route, but how quick do you have to go through your progressions? Because I hear guys all the time talk about, well, he wasn't my first progression, he was my second, or even sometimes my third progression, and they come back. How quickly do you go through those?
Well, instead of talking about time in our progression, most of the time as quarterbacks, we talk about our footwork. And our footwork helps us to determine the timing of our progression. For instance, if I'm supposed to throw a curl route at 12 yards on my left-hand side, and I'm supposed to take a 5-step drop with one shuffle to make that happen, if I get into my second shuffle, my feet are telling me that I need to get off of my hook route, who is number one, or my curl route, and I need to move to my number two progression. So it wasn't a timing issue as far as a clock. It was my feet saying, okay, you've spent enough time on this number one progression. It's time to go to number two. As we've discussed, a quarterback has a certain amount of time to deliver the football. This typically happens between 0 and 4 seconds. He has to determine his read, locate the receiver, and deliver the football in under 4 seconds. Follow me to the line of scrimmage and we'll explain. As the quarterback approaches the line of scrimmage, he's going to make his mic identification to help with the pass protection scheme. His offensive line, his running backs, and anyone else involved in the pass protection scheme needs to know their responsibilities. Now let's focus on our receivers and our read. A quarterback's feet is really important in determining the timing of the pattern. Yes, we may have an internal clock, but at the same time, our feet help us with our internal clock on when to deliver the ball. For this play, we're in a 5-step drop. We have a strong side triangle, a triangle read where we have 3 receivers in our read. We have our number one progression on our curl route, 12 yards deep. We have our number two progression on our swing route out in the flat, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and our hank or hook over the ball will be our number three progression at 5 yards over the ball. As the quarterback assesses the defense and he receives the ball from the center, he's now into a 5-step drop, driving away from center, trying to get his depth away from the line of scrimmage. He is now determined within 1.5 seconds, is his number one read open on this route? He still has to give this route a shuffle to allow the receiver time to get to 12 yards and to present himself open. He gives one shuffle. If the receiver is open in this strong side triangle read, the ball is delivered at 1.5 to 2 seconds. If it is not open, he then proceeds to take his second shuffle, shuffle number two, to check his flare or swing route. If he's open, the ball will be delivered around the 2-second mark. If both the number one and the number two are covered, based upon the coverage, his feet are telling him now not to wait on these receivers, to now move into his third shuffle and locate the number three progression, which is the over-the-ball route. In that progression, about 3 seconds is the time to move from 1 to 2 to 3. So we're even underneath of 4 seconds. If nothing happens, no one's open within those 3 seconds, quarterback now knows his feet is telling him it's time to extend the play by scrambling and rushing for yards, or extend the play and trying to make a throw down the field.